There aren't many natural gas lines in southern Marshall County, so rural residents in small towns primarily use propane for heating. The landscape is dotted with 500-gallon metal propane tanks sitting in backyards and behind businesses. Propane is bought by hundreds of gallons at a time, so if you're running low and the price spikes a couple dollars per gallon, it's enough to make a man ill.
I was sick to my stomach, you know.
Until last week, propane prices had stayed below $2 a gallon in Iowa. When Larry Atcher heard propane prices were going up, he ran to check the level on his tank, just 5% full.
$5.11 a gallon I had to pay for it. Just 100 gallons just to keep me going, you know. But that'll probably last me, if I'm running down, maybe a month.
That was last week. Prices have since gone down to more manageable levels, but they're still higher than usual, and it's unclear what they'll do next. Atcher lives and owns a small auto body shop in the town of Laurel, a town of 240 people. So small, it's not served by a natural gas line. He says he's keeping the heat down in his home to about 55 degrees.
Well, I would think some elderly people and low-income families is the ones that's going to hurt probably the worst, because if you get caught without propane and they can't afford it, I don't know how they keep, what do you do? Do you buy propane to keep your family warm, or do you buy food?
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 36% of households using propane are in the Midwest. That's more than 2 million homes, and it's been a cold winter. At a special meeting of the Laurel City Council, where Larry also happens to be mayor, councilors mulled over how to fit the higher prices into their budget for next year.
Somebody's sitting back there getting rich off this deal.
Of course they are.
The town contracts propane every year to lock in a lower price in the summer, but can only prepay as much as they used last year. Because last winter was warm, and this one has had a series of cold snaps, City Clerk Lynn Gummert says the town has already used more than half of what it's prepaid, and she's worried about residents, too.
Are we going to have some issues with people not being able
to pay
their utility bill for the city,
because they're
aka water, sewer, because they've had this extra thing.
In the end, the council budgeted to pay about $3 a gallon.
Parks Gas.
At Parks Gas in the nearby town of LeGrand, prices are going back down from last week's overnight spike. Owner Larry Parks says that for many rural homeowners, propane is their only option to heat their home. It's less cost-effective for a utility company to run a natural gas line to an area that won't have many customers, so sometimes they don't.
A few years ago, they ran to a few small towns in the area, and it's pretty expensive to run a line very far. Most of them, that's the only way they can heat is that or cut wood like the old days, and nobody wants to do that.
Park says local distributors like him are letting customers buy smaller amounts of propane to keep them going while the prices stay high. But supplies are low and demand is high this winter.
Our inventories are at a record low. The lowest this country's ever been in the Midwest is 5 million barrels. And right now we're at setting at 8 million barrels. And that 5 million barrels was at the end of winter.
And in the meantime, rural residents will be keeping their thermostats turned low in the cold. In Marshall County, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.